Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
That's me.
Okay, now we are continuing our chat about kindness. And this week we're particularly looking at the example that Jesus gave us. And therefore from that saying, okay, so what can I learn from that? And we see in the Bible often that Jesus showed radical kindness. And I think that we actually can miss that at times because he did things like he spoke to women, he spoke to children and invited them in. He talked to different races. He treated them the same. He went and spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well. And I think we miss it because sometimes we don't fully understand
how those
groups were ostracized. Like, generally nowadays for our society that most of us live in, women are respected and they are treated equally. Well, they should be. But in Jesus' day, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, so I guess you could look at some of the other countries where women do not have the right to vote or the right to do things, and just imagine it would be even worse than what it is.
Mm. Mm.
That's how it was.
Yeah, but Jesus showed them respect by speaking to them, treating them with kindness. And same with children who weren't regarded very highly at all as well. And so what we actually see from Jesus is a radical kindness that we can miss. And we see that Jesus often stopped in his tracks to help people. Like, he's going a certain direction.
Yeah, and he decides to stop, or he actually goes deliberately, think about it, to the woman in the well.
Mm.
He deliberately stops there, goes through Samaria where they didn't have to. Often the Jewish people would go around it,
yeah.
And he sent the disciples on to get some food, and he stopped at the well because he knew he wanted to talk to her.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. And the feeding of the 5,000, I shared how he was actually going by himself. He wanted to grieve the death of John the Baptist.
Yep.
But the crowds followed him, and forgetting about that grief, or not forgetting about it, but being able to put it to a side, okay, I'll help these people, I'll feed them, you know, preach to them, that's what they want, heal them, that's what they want. And so therefore, if I think about my own life, how often though, if I'm doing something that's very self-centered, am I like, when someone comes along,
Do I stop in
my tracks? You know what?
And
sometimes
make them the
yes,
focus.
Sometimes no.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say I do it every time, but Jesus, every time someone's in need, he'll stop. And it says he was moved to compassion. How often is my heart so open to being moved with compassion for other people?
Mm.
You know, we can only individually answer that. But like we were talking last week about how kindness is our hearts transformed, knowing God loves us, it's transformed to then love others. We should therefore, how was Jesus' heart? Jesus, who is the Son of God, who is God himself, his heart was moved to compassion. My heart should be moved to compassion.
Yeah, I think often it's like our hearts will be moved to compassion to the people that we've decided are worthy of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're judging people.
Mm.
Like if someone's in a spot because they spend all their money, it's not that we might not help them, but we go, well, hey, you're the one that got you into that spot.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't feel so kind towards them.
Mm.
Whereas someone who has done all their diligence and it's not out of their own error that they've lost money or something, you often have a bit more of kindness.
Mm.
You've chosen who's more worthy
of
your kindness.
True.
Whereas Jesus chose everybody.
Mm.
And he was kind to everybody.
Mm.
He might still say, like, for example, the woman who was going to get stoned, go away and sin no more. But his kindness was, just in his words, whoever has not sinned, cast the first stone.
Mm.
So he was standing up for her to say, everybody sins at some stage.
Mm.
But then he does say to the girl, the woman, don't sin anymore.
Yeah.
Don't do this anymore.
He still called her on to be better.
Yes.
But showed her kindness.
Yeah. Mm. She was worthy of his words, of his his grace and mercy.
Mm.
Think of any of us. None of us are worthy of his grace and mercy.
Mm.
He stood for us in place of us so that we wouldn't be annihilated from a relationship with God anymore.
Mm.
He took upon himself all our sins.
Mm.
All our wrongdoings, and he, you know, was treated and humiliated and tortured and beaten and then put to death.
Mm.
None of us are worthy of that.
Mm. I mean, that certainly gives a new perspective, doesn't it? And even causes me to think, oh, so who do I not show kindness to because I'm actually judging them for their behaviour? Or
yeah, I don't think they're worthy of me being kind. Mm. It is. It's a judgment.
Mm. Which last week we also talked about how we should be kind to our enemies. Almost you could put that in that boat of someone we're judging.
We class them as...
class them as an enemy. Yeah. And so, you know what I mean? It's a different kind of way of thinking of it. But someone who we've said exactly that and is not worthy of kindness. But, yeah, that's not the case.
No.
So I looked at the example of how Jesus raised a girl to life but then also healed the hemorrhaging woman. And when he gets stopped in the crowd by the hemorrhaging woman, she would have come trembling to him because, like we talked about before, the women were not valued in society and should not
She was not supposed to be out.
Be there.
No.
And so, again, that example of Jesus stopping what he was doing, looking the woman in the eye, and healing her, that's a way of kindness, of meeting her need. And then another thing that we see him do is he listens. And sometimes I think, how often could I just be kind by actually listening to someone?
Well, it's in the listening, it's I often see it, you're looking at them face to face.
Mm.
Because then you're truly listening. It's like you're looking into their eyes.
Mm.
But Jesus would have done that.
Mm.
And sometimes I bet you it's not his words that necessarily flowed through them, but the love in his eyes, the compassion in his eyes, the kindness in his eyes would have just been so overwhelming that so many then heard what he had to say because they're like, whoa, this love that's being transformed into me. Look, he's looking at me with this love and kindness. No one's done that to me before.
Mm. Mm.
And so then they're more open to listening and hearing what Jesus had to say to them.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I've read another perspective of the story with the girl who was raised to life, how when he goes in to do it because she's already died, the crowd mock him, like, what are you doing here? She's already died. And then when he raises her to life, he doesn't come out and then say,
she's alive now.
She's alive, you know, like, you know, how often, well, I can only speak for myself, but like something had happened and you come out to people later and be like, I told you so. Like, I told you I could do it. You know, like,
yes.
How often, again, we can only speak for ourselves, though, could we show kindness by not retaliating?
Yeah.
By not, like you talked about last week, by putting your bin for your neighbour in a different spot.
Whereas I could have pulled it out, pushed mine back in the spot, and theirs wouldn't have got emptied.
Yeah, and it would just have been – that makes me think of like the movies with these ongoing sagas of like it just escalates and escalates. Yes. Yeah, yeah. But how often can we go, you know what, I'm not going to say something in response.
No, I'm not going to act that way in response. Mm.
And that's actually showing kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge that I have for this week is how often do we change direction for others?
Yeah.
Because I think so often in life we have our list of things to do. You know, you wake up each day.
Got our tasks.
What are we doing today?
Going to
do
this,
this,
this.
Where do I have to be?
Yeah.
You know, and almost like if anything gets in that way, well, you know.
Woe to them.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So where can we be?
Yeah.
Flexible enough and have a heart for others enough that we would change direction for them and show kindness.
Yeah.
So we hope that you're really enjoying that chat. hopefully maybe you did the kindness challenge over the last week and tried to, you know, be kind to people who may not typically have been kind in your life. And we hope that you're enjoying this chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
See you again later.